Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Let me mention something right off the top here. Right off the top, I want to mention in top of hour number three that, at first they told us that if you got vaccinated, you could go back to normal life, never wear a mask again, and never get COVID. And, of course, lie. You didn't go back to normal life, and you'd still had a social distance, and you still had to wear a mask, and you still got COVID. Everybody I know that's vaccinated has had COVID, or has COVID right now, or has had it in the last 3 months since November. So the vaccine doesn't work at all. But then they had to come up with another lie. Okay, the vaccine doesn't work to stop COVID, and also you were told you couldn't spread COVID, and it turns out you can spread it even worse if you're vaccinated. But then they came up with the lie that, you won't wind up seriously ill, and you won't get in the hospital, and you won't die. And I keep telling everyone that's a lie, too, and they just don't understand. They're all clueless. They just don't understand. But I'm just telling you, I read an article yesterday. It was not an article in America. It was an article in the Israeli newspaper. I don't know what the name was. I saw it yesterday. I did print it out, but I can't find it in my giant column. It doesn't matter. I read it. Let me just paraphrase it for you. In Israel right now, not only an all-time record of infections in the history of the world, the most vaccinated nation in the world, the most boosted and the most double-boosted nation in the world, Israel, has the most COVID per capita ever seen in the world, even in April of 2020, in March of 2020, nothing approached this. So right off the bat, the vaccines are horrible failures. But did you know that it's a lie that you won't get seriously ill? Do you know at this moment it's the most infections ever in Israel? Serious infections of COVID that land you in the hospital? See, I didn't say that right. It's not the most infections. It's the most serious COVID infections they've ever had at the same time. The most people are hospitalized. I didn't see the death numbers, whether it's the worst death numbers of all time, but I know it's the most hospitalizations they've ever had at the same time. And everybody's vaccinated. You don't find that interesting? That doesn't tell you the whole thing's a scam? Now, I've argued from day one it's all about the way they define vaccinated versus unvaccinated. What it really comes down to is everybody who's vaccinated, they call unvaccinated. And that's why they're able to say it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated and there's no serious illness and the people are vaccinated. Because they know, they've always known that if you're going to get sick with COVID after getting vaccinated, it's going to be within 14 days of the vaccine. That's when the vaccine does the most damage and hurts you the most. And the people who are the most sensitive are going to get nailed in that first 14 days. They know that. They know that. They've always known that. So, in that 14-day period, they define you as unvaccinated. And then after the second vaccine, they know, same thing happens. It's going to be within the first 14 days, the second vaccine, that you have the most likely to die or be hospitalized or get COVID. When I say die or hospitalized, of the vaccine, from the vaccine. And you're also the most liable to be hospitalized and die from COVID because the vaccine has weakened your immune system. So they also say, after the second shot, 14 days, we call everybody unvaccinated. And then the booster, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm almost positive in America they're doing the same thing. But we now know in Alberta, Canada, and in Germany, they did the exact same thing with the booster. With the third shot, they consider you unvaccinated. two vaccines. You're unvaccinated. That's how they count you. That's how they define you. So everybody who gets sick, everyone who dies, everyone who gets COVID, everyone who dies from the vaccine, everyone who dies from COVID, they're all counted as unvaccinated people because that's the way frauds call the game. It's like watching a fixed NFL game. The referees just pull a flag every minute on your team, and they never pull a flag while the other team's committing tons of offenses. This is a fixed game, folks. They've fixed it. They've rigged it so you can't win. So it always looks like everybody sick and everybody dying and everybody hospitalized is unvaccinated when in reality it's the exact opposite. So here's one story in front of me right now. Israel is overrun with COVID despite being the first to mass vaccinate its population. And it says the experiment must stop. New York Times investigative journalist, author turned COVID-19 researcher Alex Berenson notes in a piece recently posted to his Substack site. It's so funny because all these, you know, doctors, scientists, medical experts like Fauci, and even New York Times investigative medical journalists like Alex Berenson, they say things that I said months ago. I love Alex, but I've been on this trail for 2 years. Everything I've ever said about lockdowns, masks, and the way COVID was being treated, calling business essential versus non-essential, and making people close restaurants, making people sit far from each other, make no live entertainment, walk in with a mask on, and then eventually vaccine mandates and vaccine passports. I was there before anyone with what a joke this all was and what a failure this all was. But Alex Berenson has the word New York Times behind his name because he was a New York Times investigative journalist. So people listen to him. So he posted that Israel has proven beyond any doubt COVID-19 vaccine experiment has failed, and thus he's calling for an end to the forced mass vaccination. Welcome to my world, Alex. I love you, but I was here way before you. He said, Israel has always been the most important country to judge the COVID vaccines. Why? It has nearly total adult vaccine coverage. And he says, any effort to blame the ongoing infection rate in Israel, which leads the world in COVID positives per capita, on the unvaccinated isn't just wrong, it's completely disingenuous given the country's vaccination rate. So he's saying what I'm saying. I figured this out before Alex did. I figured out from the beginning that they count you as unvaccinated within the first 14 days, and that's when most people die. That's when the die-off happens. Here's another article proving me right. The die-off is here. Life insurance payouts skyrocket 258% as post-vaccine deaths rapidly accelerate. In a little-known Reuters story that garnered literally no attention in the corporate media, see, I read this story 2 days ago. Dutch insurer Aegon revealed its third quarter life insurance payouts skyrocketed 258% compared to 2020. And isn't that amazing? 2020 was the year of COVID. 2020 was the year of COVID. 2021 is the year of the COVID vaccine. And they're paying out 258% more in life insurance because people are dropping dead from the vaccine. In 2020, no vaccines were yet available. So payouts for Aegon only reached, Aegon's a multi-billion-dollar insurance company, life insurance payouts only reached $31 million. But after three quarters of aggressive vaccinations in 2021, the death benefits payout hit $111 million, an increase of 258%. But they're not the only one. By the way, Aegon does two-thirds of his business in the United States. And that's where the $111 million figure comes from versus $31 million a year earlier. U.S. insurers MetLife and Prudential also said life insurance claims rose. South Africa's Old Mutual used up more of its pandemic provisions to pay claims. And reinsurer Munich Re raised its 2021 estimate of COVID life and health claims to 600 million euros from 400 million. So this isn't normal. This isn't normal. There's nothing normal about it. On any normal pre-COVID day in America, 7,700 people die. If those deaths rise by 100%, that means an extra 7,700 people are dying. Multiply that over 1 year, it's an additional 2.8 million deaths. And this is just for a mere 100% increase in deaths. Aegon is reporting a 258% increase in deaths. You know, this is scary. If we start to see something like a consistent 200% increase in all-cause mortality, that would mean an extra 15,000 people are dying each day in America. That's a vaccine holocaust. This is real, folks. People are dying like flies of heart attacks and strokes and blood clots. And the big one really now is cancer. It's amazing how many more people are dying of cancer. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, because here's a guy that's trying to keep people healthy, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. He developed the Zelenko Protocol, which was, of course, bad-mouthed and denigrated and slandered by the media and by Big Pharma and by the vaccine companies and by Fauci and by Biden. Hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc. And all it did was reduce hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. So that brilliant doctor who's board certified in New York and Florida and has provided counsel to the White House and governments on four continents, that guy, Dr. Zelenko, has developed Z-Stack. All in one capsule, you get vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin. I call them the big four. Those are the big four I've been using my whole life to stay healthy until I got COVID in November, and I beat it in 48 hours, by the way, with ivermectin, which is even better than hydroxychloroquine, plus zinc, plus Z-Pak, plus intravenous vitamin C, and I beat it in 48 hours, and it was nothing. But until I got COVID, that was the first time I've been sick in 20 years, and the first time I've had the flu in 35 years. And I've been taking zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D all my life. So that's the big four. Just two capsules a day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is science-based with vitamins, not drugs. How do you get Z-Stack? Go to my website, rootforamerica.com. Rootforamerica.com. See the big Z near the top. Click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. Rootforamerica.com. Z-Stack.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build My Pillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175. So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne on the Root, Metallica with Enter Sandman to start segment number two of hour number three. I'm Wayne on the Root's on fire, comes to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada, and spread all over this great country by USA Radio Network. Fellowship Home Loans is a sponsor of this segment of the show. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business can help, and my friends Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years. Now you've got friends in the mortgage business, Mike and Brian. They provide information about purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and often just evaluating your current situation. Whatever you need, they're there for you. Mike and Brian love Wayne Root, and they love Wayne Root's fans. It's not too late to take advantage of these unbelievable rates, but you have to act now. Refining, buying a home, get locked in at a great low rate today. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, toll free, 800-804-SAVE, or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. So I mentioned that the story's out there, what's going on with the beautiful game. That's the game of soccer, right? The game of soccer. And medical emergencies in the stands are just becoming an everyday thing. You know? There just has never been this many medical emergencies in previous years. And it's becoming noticeably obvious with more and more people questioning what's happening. They're becoming so common, the same doctor has saved two people within the space of months. According to a Twitter thread, there's been a 500% increase in deaths of FIFA. I think it's FIFA players in 2021. That's the FIFA, the European Union of Soccer Players. I've never watched a soccer game in my life, so how would I know? It's like a European wouldn't know how to pronounce NFL. Maybe they'd say something else. Well, it's FIFA. is the European Union of Soccer Players, and there's been a 500% increase in the deaths of them. 183 professional soccer players and coaches have suddenly collapsed, and 108 of them have died. And if COVID was the reason, you would have expected this in 2020. But in 2020, there was no increase in deaths. Only thing that's changed is the vaccine. And just a quick look, they list all these incidences just to prove to you that, you know, it's not like anybody could say 100 people are dead. What if I give you the names of 100 people are dead? Right? Mali Star, that's from Mali, Africa, I guess. Osman Koulibaly suffers heart attack during a game. Needs emergency treatment. That's on January 9th. Marcos Minaldo is dead. And also Deportivo Marquez, 25, dies after cardiac arrest in training. Can you imagine being one of the luckiest people in the world to be a pro soccer player? Can you imagine how many beautiful women you can date and make love to? And they're throwing their underwear at you and throwing their hotel room keys at you. And you're 25 years old and you're handsome and your body is fantastic. You're a great athlete. And you die of cardiac arrest. And that's it. You got one chance in 1,000 lives, if there's reincarnation, to be a pro soccer player and have everything you ever wanted and make millions of dollars and live the life of your dreams and date models and actresses, and you're dead at the age of 25 of cardiac arrest. That's normal. A Watford versus Tottenham game stopped on January 1st due to medical emergency in the stands. Four footballers and one coach died as a result of cardiac arrest in December of 2021. Sofian Lokor died on December 25th, 2021. Collapsed and died during a game on Christmas Day. Look, the list is long. I got 100 names here of dead soccer players. This never happened in the history of the earth, let alone this beautiful model in Florida, Claire Bridges, who has a heart attack and both her legs amputated after getting the vaccine. And then myocarditis rates surging throughout Europe. So it's not soccer players, it's everybody. And the death rate surging in America. And you know what's the real sin in all this? There's a new study in Mexico. Medical kit with ivermectin reduced deaths by 65%. All you have to do is hand out a medical kit with ivermectin, and deaths go down by 65%. That's what the study found in Mexico. This is what I've been arguing from day one. Even if you took all the deaths away, all the injuries away, and the fact that everyone with the vaccine is sick with COVID, so the vaccine doesn't work, forget all that. All that matters is nobody ever needed a single vaccine because ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine combined with Z-Pak and zinc work like magic, study after study shows. Not Wayne Root saying, I'm not a doctor, how would I know? Well, except I took it and I gave it to all my relatives and we all got over COVID quickly and everything's fine. But more importantly, study after study around the world proves the magical effectiveness of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine as antiviral agents against COVID, and they were slandered by Fauci, the CDC, and the Democrat Party, so you had no alternative. Crazy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is deploying 3,000 U.S. troops to Romania, Germany, and Poland in answer to Russia continuing to build up military around Ukraine. Texas Republican Congressman August Pfluger joins Fox News, where he was asked if this move will deter Russia. He thinks Russia is posturing the invasion because of its view of the Biden administration.
You have to look at the administration and see the weakness on energy policy on the Nord Stream pipeline, the weakness right here at home on our southern border, weakness when we had the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. So while the troops may send a strong signal to Russia, to Putin, deterrence happens every single day, and the president has been weak.
President Biden is set to be in New York City on Thursday to meet with Mayor Eric Adams to discuss gun violence. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the show, Wayne L. Root. Raw and unfiltered here at USA. Oh, I love what you're doing with the music, Chris. That's great. Love the new songs. We got some great driving beat music. Good stuff. I want to tell you a real story about one of my sponsors before I get to my guest. The husband and wife driving home from dinner. Well, and they attempted to drag the husband from the car. Now, I don't have to tell you how that would have ended. Husband killed, wife raped, and murdered. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attackers twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to run. And the couple drove off and escaped safely. No bullets were fired. No lives were lost. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender, and that's why I have one in every one of my cars and in multiple rooms in my home and office. To order your Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root for a special discount. WAR, Hero2020.com, special discount for my listeners and fans. Hero 2020, state law restrictions may apply. All right, we've got a wonderful guest. I love having him on. Josh Manning's a good buddy of mine. He is the senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, and he is here to bring us today's most popular stories at WesternJournal.com, one of the busiest conservative websites in the USA. Josh Manning, welcome back to the show.
Wayne, thanks so much. How are you doing today?
Good. Is this your first time in January? Have you been on in January? Is this me? Should I be saying Happy New Year? I'm trying to remember if you've been on this year.
This is our second. This is our second.
All right. Well, Happy New Year again. Either way.
Hey, thanks, buddy, and to you too.
Yeah. So I got to tell you my Jeff Zucker story because I know we were going to talk about Jeff Zucker. He was having an affair. He gets forced to walk the plank at CNN, and he's gone. And so back in 2004. Everybody in America, you know, who had a brain when they saw Wayne Root on TV, even though I was the gambling guru, they all started to realize I was a big Republican conservative guy. Matter of fact, that year, or it was the year before, I was invited to the White House by George W. Bush, and I went to the White House Christmas party, and I made some statements, and I held a fundraiser for the Republican Party at my home in Malibu a couple years before that. So everyone was starting to realize I was a big Republican. And CNBC hired me that year, 2004. They decided to literally build their network around me and make me the big star of CNBC, the star of two shows, the host and star of two shows on CNBC. And my lawyer was on the phone negotiating the final deal points of the contract. And I got a phone call, and I thought it was the lawyer to tell me the deal's done, you're a millionaire, and you're the star of CNBC. And instead, it was the vice president of CNBC, and she said, Wayne, she was basically in tears. She said, I don't know how to tell you this. You know, I'm the one who picked you and hired you to be the big star of the network, but it's not going to happen. I said, what do you mean it's not going to happen? My lawyer's on the phone negotiating the contract. She says, no, Jeff Zucker is chairman of NBC, which is our parent company. He's overruled the deal and wants it canceled immediately. He doesn't like your political views, and you're done. Now, my lawyer is on the phone cutting $1 million deal for Wayne Root, and they've superseded CNBC, and Jeff Zucker overrode it all and said, rip up the contracts, we're never going to have a show with Wayne Root, and I lost millions of dollars because this son of a bitch, that's the way I would put it, no other way to say it, I'm a son of a butcher, he's a son of a bitch, liberal son of a bitch, who, you know, with bias and hatred, who just, keep in mind, neither show was political, see, I'd understand it, and I wouldn't call him a name, if he said, I'm a liberal, it's a liberal network, I don't want Wayne Root on, no conservative politics, they were two shows about Vegas gambling and business, nothing to do with politics. So the fact that I was a Republican should have had nothing to do with this. But even then, they had Trump derangement syndrome, but then it was called Root derangement syndrome. So that's my up-close and personal Jeff Zucker story. So today, I'm celebrating, and I've lit a birthday candle, and I'm dancing on his grave. Screw you, Jeff Zucker. Go to hell. Cost me $10 million at least. Hate this mother trucker.
Well, Wayne, you know, justice is a dish best served cold, right?
Or revenge is a dish best served cold. And the last 2 months, two guys that ruined my career. Zucker at CNBC ruined my career, and Chris Cuomo is the one who had Chris Ruddy, the owner of Newsmax, on his Cuomo show on CNN to talk about his relationship with Trump. But all of a sudden, the topic changed when Chris sat down with him, with Chris Cuomo. The topic became the I Hate Wayne Root Hour. And he spent an entire half-hour interview telling him Wayne Root is a bad guy, he's a birther, he's a conspiracy theorist, and you got to fire him and cancel his show at Newsmax. And 9 months later, my show, we did part, and my show was canceled. And I believe it's because of that day that Chris Ruddy was influenced by Chris Cuomo and felt like he had to get rid of Wayne Root. So who got rid of who? CNN got rid of Chris Cuomo a month and a half ago. Now CNN got rid of Jeff Zucker. These are all, you know, these are all my bad guys falling and falling and falling. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Wayne Root has gotten revenge on all of them. They're all gone.
And you're left standing at the end of it.
And I'm still standing, baby. So
yeah,
screw
these last
people.
Laughs last. Wait, you'll love this. So I, speaking of CNBC, I was reading on the Zucker stuff, and they snuck a line into the CNBC coverage of this that is just worth $1 million. So they're talking about Zucker. They're talking about him resigning, the deal with the vice president there, and he lied about it, and this and that and the other. And then I come to a line that is just written in gold, and I'm reading it straight to you. I'm reading it out of the article. Zucker had a reputation within CNN for being a very hands-on manager.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah, his hands are right on his breast. I get it.
Absolutely hands-on. Very hands-on.
Yeah, very handsy.
You might even say handsy.
By the way, that was the point I wanted to make that I didn't even make to you just now. It wasn't just that they're both gone and Wayne Root outlasted them and I got my revenge. It's that they didn't like me for my political views, but they turned out to be the real bad guys. It's nothing to do with their liberal views. They both had inappropriate sexual relationships, and in the case of Chris Cuomo, it was even much worse. His was that he was trying to dig up dirt on the women that his brother, the governor, was having sex with. He was trying to ruin their lives and spread dirt from his perch as a big shot at CNN, in addition to his own inappropriate relationships at CNN. So who is the real bad guy? Me for my political views? Or them for their evil actions? See?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, they feel entitled. They feel like they can do anything they want as long as they are standing for a particular set of values. That's why they can fly jets to Europe to discuss global warming.
Right.
And that's why, you know, they can go to Epstein's pedophile island and do whatever they want there because they're standing for the right things. And, oh, don't they deserve it because they're working so hard for us. It's the exact same thing that the commissar used to do in the Soviet states. It's exactly the same thing. They would say, oh, well, we stand for the right things. We believe the right things. So we should be able to do whatever we want. We're above the rules. I mean, this is, and remember, I mean, you remember this, Wayne. Remember what they did to Roger Ailes. Remember what they did to Roger Ailes. Remember the coverage of that. Remember the breathless way they covered it. Zucker is going to get 1 or 2 days of coverage, and that is it. There will never be a big movie about it. They will never be recruiting women to play his girlfriend in this. It will go down the memory hole.
Just like Roger Ailes, if you think Zucker only had sex with one underling, you're living in a dream world. Dream world. That's the TV business. It's called the casting couch for 100 years for a good reason. That's how a lot of people conduct business in Hollywood and in the TV business. You know, you get the job because you're screwing the guy. So if you think Zucker didn't take advantage of that, you're kidding yourself. You really are.
Well, a friend of mine in the newsroom today raised a question I didn't even think about. How many other people at CNN knew about this? You know it was an open secret.
Well, Chris Cuomo knew about it.
Dozens of people had to know about it.
Chris Cuomo knew. Yeah. They said on the way out the door he tried to burn down the whole network with all the secrets he knew, and one of them was this story about Zucker. So he knew.
So all of these people are sitting on this ethics bombshell and not wanting to say anything. The people at CNN are not concerned about the truth. They're not concerned about doing what's right. They're concerned about pushing a narrative that hurts conservatives, that hurts Republicans, that hurts Christians. And as long as they're doing that, they feel like they can do anything they want. All animals are, remember Orwell, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. And man, they are the more equal animals.
Well, you know my belief on the vaccine. I think it's the biggest fraud in world history, and I think that's an even worse sin by far. I mean, it's not even close. It's bordering on mass murder, and all these people in the media covered up all the vaccine deaths. They've covered up all the vaccine injuries. They've covered up how completely, ridiculously ineffective the vaccine is in the first place, and they covered up and slandered the benefits of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which would have saved hundreds of thousands of people. So really, it goes much deeper than the other bad things they did and the inappropriate relationships. They're all part of this mass murder conspiracy in order to make money off of Big Pharma and the vaccines. So it goes even deeper.
Yeah, and I mean, that's not all of it, Wayne. It's you're exactly right. It's with pharma, but you see it with military conflicts, you see it with wars. You see, they don't care as long as they're making money. That's all they care about, and the rest of us be damned. It is so corrupt that it's incredible, but we'll get to it whenever you want to, but man, we've got great new stats on what's happening in cable news networks, what's happening with Fox News compared to CNN. They are in trouble, Wayne, and I think they know it.
I hope so. I hope they're in big trouble. Look, no one's mentioning it's all about the inappropriate relationship. No one's mentioning that maybe that was just a cover to bury him and get rid of him from the parent company, Time Warner. I think it's Time Warner, right? Because in reality, he destroyed CNN. The ratings are worse than, you know, Home and Garden Network. They're worse than the Children's Network. What's that? That Kids Network, Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon buries CNN. CNN has been destroyed in America. Maybe international, it's okay. But it's been buried. So, I mean, Zucker really should have been fired for performance, not for the inappropriate relationship alone. Josh Manning, we'll be right back. Stay with us. More with Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, with the most popular stories at his very popular, highly trafficked WesternJournal.com. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. The Root's on fire. We'll be right back.
This is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champ. Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allyn-Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Energize Health. Awesome and amazing day. Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energize Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energize Health. You could still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. We're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
That's Jeff Zucker getting hit by lightning. At this very moment, Jeff Zucker, Chris Cuomo getting hit by lightning. Thunder! Bye, Jeff. Bye, Chris. Have a nice life. Hit by Wainwright lightning. I want to mention the sponsor of this show is the War Raw Podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wade Allen Root. Now 7 days a week, audio-wise. But on the weekend, I do a special edition called America's Top 10 with the top 10 news stories for conservatives, where I play Casey Kasem. Remember, I used to have America's Top 40 of music. This is America's Top 10 outrageous, salacious, controversial stories of the week for conservatives and Christians and patriots and deplorables. And I do it on video now, so you also get a video Top 10 every Friday afternoon at root4america.com. As far as the audio, where do you get it? The audio of my podcast, 7 days a week, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Even the weekend edition with that America's Top 10 is still listed at all of those under War Raw by Wayne Allen Root, except it's the War Raw weekend edition. All right, back with my guest, Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Let's jump from Jeff Zucker to Whoopi Goldberg. She is suspended for 2 weeks. How do you feel about her comments and also that two-week slap on the wrist?
I think, Wayne, we were talking about this in the break, I think Jews cannot catch a break. No. Either white people are out to exterminate the Jews or the Jews are white people. And it depends on who you ask.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So one of the on our podcast today, one of the girls that I was talking with made the observation that, you know, I think she thought being black was going to cover her on this because she was saying it within the context of anti-black racism. I think she thought, oh, hey, I got to get out of jail free card here because I'm black and I'm talking about race. And it just fell flat as can be. You can't have it both ways, Wayne. You can't say that the Nazis were white supremacists and then also say Jews were white. It doesn't work like that.
Well, first of all, she didn't explain. It doesn't make sense. Why did they go after the Jews then? Because they were Jews.
Well, exactly.
Then isn't it anti-Semitism? Wasn't it all about Jews, why they had the Holocaust? If it wasn't, then how do you explain why they went after the Jews? It just doesn't make any sense, what she said.
They were the world's worst white supremacists, Wayne.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only answer to it. But I think she thought she is cloaked in this. She's black. She talks about racial issues. I think she thought that that was going to be strong enough for her to make any comment she wanted, any unbelievably stupid comment she wanted, and for it to be okay. You know, and she tried to get out of it saying, look, what I'm talking about here is man's hatred for his fellow man. And I thought, well, by gosh, Whoopi, if somebody were sitting next to you and said that slavery really was really wasn't a racial component.
Right, it was just man's
slavery.
Hatred for man.
It was just man's hatred for man. But look, Wayne, that is closer to being true than this idea that the Holocaust wasn't about race.
Right.
Because many other ethnicities, including white people, have been enslaved in the past. But there's only been one Holocaust.
Right, and don't forget, Jews were enslaved by the Roman Empire. Jews were enslaved by the Egyptian Empire. Throughout history, there's been plenty of prejudice aimed at Jews. No one thought of them as white. They thought of them as Jews. Yes, Jews are white. What's that got to do with anything? Italians are white. If you go after Italians, would you say it's not possible to go after an Italian because Italians are white and the person who went after him was white? What if they went after in particular that and kill Italians? Does that mean it wasn't aimed at Italians? Of course it was. What if you aim at Irish? Well, they're white. So what? You're still aiming at Irish. If you want to wipe out the Irish population, you mean that's not prejudice towards Irish people because you're white and they're white? It just, what she said makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. The Holocaust was aimed at people because they were Jewish. That's it. There's nothing else that needs to be said, you know?
So I have a theory here, Wayne. This week has been amazing so far. I can't wait to see what tomorrow and Friday give us. I think it's because COVID is winding down, and these people have not been paying attention to anything else. They're super rusty, and so they're starting to talk about things other than COVID, and what do you get? You get Whoopi doing this ridiculousness. You get it coming out that Zucker's been having an affair. You get Trudeau fleeing from Ottawa, from his capital. You get
Rachel Maddow taking
out.
A break.
And then in the midst of all of this, Wayne, Tucker Carlson, our friend Tucker, turns out he's beating CNN with Democrats.
I didn't even know that. Tell me that story.
Democrats.
I didn't know that. Tell me that story.
Let me give you this. This is, we caught this over at The Wrap, and this is based on some Nielsen data. I'm going to give it to you super quick. I know we're coming up on the break. Quoting from The Wrap's piece, more surprising are the stats about Carlson and Fox News poll with self-proclaimed Democrats. Of those 25 to 54 years old who we surveyed who were identified as Democrats, 39% chose Fox, 31% chose MSNBC, and 30% chose CNN for programming from 8 to 11 Eastern.
There's the damage Zucker did to CNN. It's been destroyed.
Fox grabbed 42% of Democrats versus CNN's 33. When Fox is beating CNN with Democrats, you know the wheels are coming off.
I love it. Josh Manning breaking some great news here. WesternJournal.com is his website, one of the most popular conservative websites in the USA, WesternJournal.com. Josh, thanks for educating and enlightening us today. Enjoyed having you on, as always.
Thank you, Wayne.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, The Root's on fire. We'll be back. Much more to tell you about. By the way, my good buddy Doug Miller just signed in with a text for me. He said, the Washington Redskins' new name, the Commanders, it won't be long before it's shortened to the Washington, D.C. Commies. Commanders shortened to Commies. I like it, Doug. Thank you. Great observation. I always said it should be the Washington Commies. That's what they picked, right? The Commanders, the Commies. I get it. Good stuff. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn-Root.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days,
You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.